Here are some more. It is hypocritical to sell a product and ban its consumption in all shared public spaces. There is no reason why all buildings where people work should not have a smoking room with a smoke extractor or a smoke fan, too, and windows, of course. It is hypocritical to persecute smokers in the name of public health when policies allow the air pollution which comes from vehicles and factories not respecting the laws. The harm that private cars do to the environment and public health, oil wars, damage to the ozone layer, the road death toll, traffic accidents, is incomparable to the harm that cigarette smoke can do. Banning things is not the only or the best way to solve problems arising from there being different kinds of interests in shared public spaces. Tolerance and diversity should be respected, and there is no reason why there should not be public spaces where people are allowed to smoke. In the same way, there are public spaces where people are not allowed to smoke. People smoke for a number of reasons. At work, it helps many concentrate, keep calm, at least quieter, keep focused, or relax for a few moments. Not being allowed to smoke can make them very nervous and miserable. Pleasures and socializing. People smoke for pleasure, too, when socializing. Banning smoking in public places where people socialize is a crime against freedom and our choices in terms of legal drug use. Cigarettes are legal drugs, like alcohol, and many other substances which can kill you if abused or help you if taken with moderation. Consuming these drugs does not necessarily involve health problems or people becoming violent, as we can actually see in everyday life, where millions of people smoke and drink alcohol and do not become chain smokers or alcoholics who, to make matters worse, beat up their loved ones, mostly men, or get into fights, mostly men. Quite the opposite, they do so to have fun with other people.